6:20, and a very good Monday morning to you, and I do mean it. It's a beautiful morning, and depending on where you are at the moment, we could be looking anywhere from 67 to, I'm not sure, oh, I've never seen that on my little weather app before, 67, 71 degrees. It is just following in step as an absolutely gorgeous morning. All right, and of course, on Monday mornings, we always talk to the folks from Cranes Detroit Business. This morning, it's Mike Lee, the managing editor of Cranes Detroit Business. Mike, I hope you had as great a weekend as most people should have had over this past weekend. Weather's been great, huh?
I did. I had a lovely weekend. Nice nights on the deck.
Oh, yeah. The decks are always especially great around this time of year. Just absolutely beautiful. Good for you. So I'm looking at my freshly printed, the ink is still wet, Cranes Detroit Business, dated August 1st. Got a lot of headlines here. Let's see. Let's start with the top one. GOP primary heads to the wire. Dixon becomes establishment favorite, but the race continues to be a toss-up. Tell us what you and your people have put together.
Right, we've been we're only a day away from the end of the primary season. Republican primary is been wild to say the least. The candidates who were tossed off the ballot because of their signature problems. Over time, the establishment, the DeVos family, Senator Shirky, some of the trade groups in the state have kind of coalesced behind Tudor Dixon. The West Michigan conservative commentator, worked in the steel, in our father's steel business for a while. They've kind of coalesced around her. Governor Whitmer is obviously sees her as the front runner too, since she's spent something like $2 million on attack ads against her. So there seems to be some agreement she might be the best challenger for Whitmer Friday night.
So I understand this. You're saying the governor's supporters have spent $2 million on attack ads against Tudor?
I believe most of the attack ads that you've seen over the past week or so have been paid for by the governor's campaign. She netted Donald Trump's endorsement on Friday night, and so she's got the endorsement both from the DeVos family and from the Trump wing. That got
which is kind of an unusual bit of unexpected unity.
It was very odd. Supposedly, Betsy DeVos personally pleaded with Trump to offer that endorsement. Those wings of the Republican Party have not exactly been friendly over the last couple of years. So it was an interesting thing. It seems to put her in the driver's seat, but there hasn't been a whole lot of polling in this race. It was close and undecided, was way in the lead as of maybe 10 days, 2 weeks ago. So in a primary, anything can happen. So this is going to be one of the most fascinating races I can remember seeing.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating tomorrow as the mudflinging, which is a little, it's just a little more difficult when people on the same, supposedly on the same side, are flinging mud at each other. It'll be the way it's supposed to be as of after tomorrow. It'll be
the mud will be much more traditional, yes.
Yeah, it'll be traditional mud. There's something more comforting about the traditional mud. Anyway, I'm glad you saw where I was going with that, Michael. Meanwhile, what a good time to be entering the workforce. You know, our kids have had it rough sometimes for a long time in our area. They left the Detroit area to go get jobs in specifically Chicago, among other places. Well, now, I guess they're called Gen Z workers, are entering the workforce at just the right time, it appears.
It's a very strange time, but it's a good time for those young kids coming out of school who are getting their first jobs. One of the really interesting things you're seeing, kids are really skipping kind of the gauntlet of internships and whatnot that leads them into their jobs. They're going right into full-time jobs, fairly substantive roles, sometimes even managerial roles, almost straight out of school. We've had a workforce shortage. Older workers have retired really in droves. The pandemic made internship programs a little hollowed out and virtual or non-existent. And so the needs have just changed. It's a big deal for a generation. You recall that in the Great Recession, the millennials graduated into just a terrible job market. And that has consequences for years and years and years on their earning power and their career trajectories. This generation might be seeing the opposite. My own son has experienced this. He works for a healthcare company in Grand Rapids, and he launched into a full-time job, and he's on a managerial track now. It's been kind of suddenly shocking to me. I graduated into not such a good job market. And, good for him.
It does vary, and this is a good time now for your son and others.
Absolutely.
Good for you, and good for him. Hey, always concern about Selfridge, Air National Guard Base, always in search of a new mission to be sure it doesn't become a candidate for closure. And it's at least the reports we've gotten along the way, they haven't always been that good.
No, the last Selfridge is a big deal in Macomb County. It employs like 4,000 people. Economic impact $850 million a year. Its primary mission right now and for years has been hosting what's called the A-10 Warthog aircraft wing, which is a very well respected airplane, but also a very old airplane now. It's been in service for 45 years. I learned yesterday that. It was first flown in 1972, and it's always a candidate for retirement. That wing retires, that base becomes a lot less useful and a candidate for closure. Past few years, Selfridge just tried to lure the F-35 fighter jets, the brand new ones, tried to host the command center for the Space Force, which was new to me. I missed that along the way. It's got some powerful backers, Senator Gary Peters, Mark Hackle, are major cheerleaders for Selfridge. They say they're working on new missions to extend its usefulness into the future, hoping to host this big giant refueling tanker that Boeing is working on, and they still are trying to get an F-35 wing, since that's the future of air combat. It's a big deal for an important part of the local defense business, which was very much centered in Macomb County.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people, obviously. Candace Miller's been working on that, whatever role she's had, whatever
Absolutely.
Position. And as you mentioned, Mark Hackle and Senator Gary Peters, we wish them all well. And we wish former Governor Rick Snyder, who was a guest on our show, talking about his new business, we wish him well with his new, there's a story in there in Crane's Detroit Business about what he's got going on.
Absolutely. Former governor is getting back into business, got a couple of partners and a new cybersecurity company. They're looking to serve small businesses, nonprofits, the kind of organizations that don't have their own team of cybersecurity
right.
professionals.
It's Sensei, and people ought to look for it. We got to run here. Mike Lee, thanks for being with us, as always, as we continue now at 6:29.